Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Friday the 20th of September. One of the astonishing features of the current US political cycle is how many policies from former US President Nixon's time in office are resurfacing. From universal tariffs to government interference in pricing to the dollar's reserve status, Nixonian policies are making a comeback. Yesterday, central bank independence has become a political talking point. In the opinion of some economists, US Federal Reserve Chair Powell is the worst head of the central bank since Fed Chair Burns, who coincided with the Nixon administration. Burns was independent in theory, but in practice their policies were strongly influenced by Nixon. Yesterday, former US President Trump suggested that the recent Federal Reserve rate cut was a political move. US President Biden defended the independence of the central bank quite specifically. Politically, it's hard to see why this really matters. Roughly half of US voters don't know what the Fed does or who Powell is. There are times when an economist might suggest that such ignorance is bliss. Economically, central bank independence is very important. There are lots of theories as to why inflation moderated after the Nixon administration. Globalization is tempting, but not especially convincing as an argument. Changing labor market structures certainly played a role. But the pattern of inflation and rate cycles suggests that independent central banks were critical to the reduction of inflation cycle after cycle. The peak of inflation each cycle was lower than the peak of the previous cycle, and by ratcheting down inflation in this way, the problem was eventually contained. If threats to central bank independence are to be taken seriously, and at the moment markets are not inclined to do that, then there would be significant longer-term consequences. Japan's August national consumer price inflation data was rather unexciting. A very small increase in the rate of inflation that was exactly in line with market expectations. German producer prices for August were just slightly stronger than expected, with consumer goods prices accelerating a little. UK August retail sales showed strength. It's not US levels of hedonism, of course. That level of conspicuous consumption would not be terribly British. But warmer weather and price discounting encouraged stronger sales. The discounting is perhaps something to dwell on, as consumers were rebelling over profit-led inflation earlier this year and are perhaps more willing to spend only if retailers show that things have changed. Clothing sales were especially strong, which is weather-related, of course, but also reflects the desire to spend on having fun. People want to wear something new when going out to make Instagram posts of congealing restaurant food. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.